With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom and a whole lot of real talk. Today, we're diving into something that's near and dear to all of us. Food. But not just any food, mind you. We're talking about mindful eating, how to fuel your body in a way that nourishes both your physical health and your mental well-being. Because let's face it, we all know the struggle of hitting that takeout menu when stress levels are high or reaching for those sugary snacks when boredom sets in. Mindful eating isn't about deprivation, it's about making conscious choices that support your overall happiness. So, five key takeaways to keep in mind as you embark on this mindful eating journey. First off, slow down. We live in a world of instant gratification, but taking the time to savor your food is truly a game changer. Put down your phone, turn off the TV, and really engage with every bite. Notice the textures, the flavors, the aromas. It's amazing how much more satisfying your meal becomes when you treat it like a mindful experience rather than just fuel for the day. Ever feel like you're constantly rushing through meals? It's easy to gobble things down without even tasting them. Mindful eating helps you reconnect with the simple pleasure of food. Next, listen to your body's cues. You know those hunger pangs, that feeling of fullness when you've had enough. Those are your body's natural signals, and they're pretty darn accurate. Pay attention to them instead of relying on external triggers like time or social pressure. When you eat based on your body's needs, you're less likely to overeat or feel sluggish afterwards. Third, choose whole and processed foods whenever possible. Think fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, the good stuff that your body craves. These foods are packed with nutrients and fiber, which keep you feeling energized and satisfied. Think of it this way. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car, would you? Your body deserves the same premium treatment. Number 4. Don't demonize any food group. Life is too short to constantly restrict yourself. Allow yourself occasional treats and indulgences, just be mindful of your portions and enjoy them fully without guilt. You know that feeling when you finally give in to that craving? It's often more about the anticipation than the actual experience. Mindful eating helps you break that cycle by savoring every bite and enjoying the moment. And finally, remember that mindful eating is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you slip up, we're human, after all. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Let's say you find yourself at a dinner party with delicious but tempting dishes everywhere. You know that salad bar is calling your name, but there are also trays of cheesy appetizers and decadent desserts lurking nearby. How do you navigate the situation mindfully? First, acknowledge those cravings, it's okay to want them. But then, focus on your intention. Nourishing your body with healthy choices. Take a generous portion from the salad bar, load up on veggies and lean protein. If you really want that slice of cake, savor each bite slowly and appreciate its flavor. Remember, it's all about balance and enjoying the experience without guilt. Mindful eating isn't just about what you put into your body, it's about how you treat yourself while you eat. It's a practice of self-care, of appreciation, of truly connecting with the food that fuels your life. You got this. Start small, make gradual changes, and celebrate every win along the way. Remember, each mindful meal is a step towards a healthier, happier you. So, head over to our website for more tips and resources on mindful eating, share your own experiences with us, we'd love to hear them, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Calm Over Chaos. Until next time, stay calm, eat well, and keep rocking those stoic vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.